The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It all comes down to the coaches, what they think is important. Obviously, right now, like, there's no doubt about it. We have great leaders on this team. Even though if you're wearing a C and A, or if you don't wear any letter, I feel like everyone here fight for one another. You can always lean on everyone here. So I think that's, obviously, if someone's get the C or not, it's going to change a little bit. But other than that, like, we have full belief in this team. And, like, whoever, with the guys that have it last year, with Goody, Mario, Tov, and those guys, like, they're leading this team as well. So there's no doubt about it. So what's going to happen with the letters or not, it's out of my control as well. But I feel like right now what we have and like what we added to, I feel like you have a lot of potential in leaders. So it doesn't really matter who's taking charge. It's going to be a full team effort.
The Olympics in the back of your mind too this year?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it would be amazing to play it. So obviously I feel like that's something that motivates you a little bit more as well. So, I mean, I'm going to use that as fuel as well and just going to make a push. But, I mean, I'm not here to have a good first season and relax on it. I'm playing a full 82 season and putting all my effort to it.
Will Smith doesn't walk around with his gold medal.
No, if he did, I would let him know too. So, yeah. No, so far they've been good. I'll see if they bring it up again. But, no, it's been quiet so far.
What's the difference between a Ryan Mursovsky training camp from last year to this year? Looks like he's definitely made some changes, a little bit more systems this year. What's the difference that you take away from it?
No, I mean, I feel like in general, just the team. I mean, obviously, it was his first year as well as a head coach. There was a lot of new players. We tried new systems. So right now, like, I mean, he has the experience around. He's been through this before. So I feel like we always got to make some tweaks. You got to try to be better. You got to learn from last year. And I feel like he's been studying and doing things to improve us. And, I mean, that's what everyone should do as well. So right now, like I said, the first 2 days has been great. And, I mean, I feel like when we're looking at us, we have the speed, we have the physicality, we have every – I mean, there's so many guys that have the chance to make the team as well. So I feel everyone pushing one another. So it's right now it's looking good, and we're excited to see what we can do.
Is there anybody new here or somebody that, you know, you were excited to see again that maybe has kind of surprised you a little bit, whether they're in your group or who you faced in the scrimmage or anything like that? Somebody jump out to you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been – I mean, obviously you're practicing and play those scrimmage games, and it's like it's tough to see who's sticking out or not. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like – right now, seeing Misa for the first time, I think he's impressed me a lot. I mean, had a one-on-one battle. You can see, like, being a young guy, was 18, 19, and, like, he's strong in the puck. He, like, those details, things that me as a young guy noticed it was tough to come into the league. So small details like that kind of sticks out. So, like I said, I'm eager to see what he can bring.
Now, for an 18-year-old like Misa, I'm just going back to your experience, too, especially at center, the defensive component so important. So what have you seen from him defensively?
I mean, so far, I mean, haven't seen too much. Obviously, right now, it's a lot of structure, a lot of details we're talking about. Obviously now with the preseason games, I think that's going to show a little bit more as well. But like I said, I mean, he's not just an offensive guy who's going to go for breakaways. You can tell that he's playing the 200-foot game. And I mean, so far, like I said, I mean, being 18 years old, you're coming in against men all of a sudden and you don't know how he's going to handle it. But like, so far, I mean, I'm impressed with his physicality, with his strength on it, and I mean, overall speed as well.
What was the toughest challenge for you as an 18-year-old center in the NHL?
I mean, face-off is always a battle. I think one of my first face-offs was like against Kopitar and those guys. So that really gives you like welcome to the league vibes. But I mean, other than that, I mean, like it's a whole different league. It's a different pace. It's more physical, and I mean, it's just you got to bring it every single night. But like I said, with the young kids, I feel like right now everyone's so prepared and they're ready for it. So I'm no doubt about that. They're going to do great. So it's just going to be fun to see who's make the team or not.
The defensive aspect and how this team needs to sort of get, it was especially true with potentially a rookie goalie, you know, start again. Obviously, you guys have, you know, a lot of faith in Askarov, but still, it's his first year, full year in the NHL. Does that add to it a little bit? You know, not to protect this guy, but just help him sort of ease him into this league, I guess.
I mean, he's a hell of a goalie. I mean, he showed that as well. Obviously, this is a team effort. We're not going to rely on one guy to save all the pucks. Obviously, it's going to be. These got to do their job, center, forward as well, blocking shots. So, I mean, obviously it's going to be his first year, but everyone right now, like I said, we believe in this group. We added these, we believe in the D's. We added the center, forward. So even though it's rookie or you're a veteran guy, like, I no doubt that we have everything to be a successful team. So it all comes down, we talk a lot about it, the effort, what we put in every night, and, I mean, not being easy to play against. So mentality aspect is a big part of it, and you can tell right now that everyone's here eager to show everyone
and get off to a better start to last year.
Yeah,
you know, what was it issue, do you think, at the start of last year? And is this team better suited to have a better start, I guess?
I mean, if you ask me, so many games last year, the first eight that we had a chance to win it, then we just didn't. I feel like a lot of pressure, a lot of, like, we wanted a lot, but just at the end of the day, we kind of just let ourselves get hurt, to be honest. Gave them one opportunity to score, and after that, we just couldn't bounce back. So obviously, a better start, but I don't know, it's hard to tell, but I mean, we kind of closed the book on last year. You learn from it, you don't focus on too much. So when this new season starts, I mean, new players, a lot of new things. So instead of looking back and remember those games, I feel like we should look ahead and be positive.
I'm excited to see what happens with Macklin this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a player. I mean, and then coming back here and you see, I mean, you just, like, he's improving even more faster, the way he's handling himself and the speed. I mean, he's one of the best players I've ever seen. So, yeah, I'm excited to see it for sure.
What did you see from Kopitar for that first face-off or that face-off early on?
Oh, in my career?
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, like, you come in and, I mean, they use the strongest sticks. And, I mean, obviously, they have the experience, the routine. But, I mean, that's really one thing that stick out. I remember my first draw was Kopitar, like, Thatcher, Cederberg. It's really, like, where you notice it's a big difference, even for me playing the men's league in Sweden. So, those small things. And, I mean, if you look at the numbers on rookies, it's usually kind of, like, in the 30s, 40s. So, we'll see how they do. Yeah. But, yeah, but I remember those days. But, no, I mean, and that's a learning curve as well. And especially being in Senate, it's a lot of responsibility to take those draws. So, I mean, and for me, if I can pass on some knowledge, help them out, I'm trying to do that as well.
Do you see your
last one here?
You know, as the 2C on this team here.
Well, I mean, pushing for it as well. I mean, I want to be that guy. Obviously, with the Granny leaving last year with the trade, and then kind of like for me to kind of like fill his shoes. So this part, the responsibility and the way I want to play my game, I think that fits my game. And right now, like, you got to earn it. That's what we talk about as well. There's no handouts. There's no, like, hey, you get this. Like, you got to show every single day that you want to be in that spot. So for me, yeah, it's good for me to be motivated and use that as well.
And specifically, where is Macklin better?
Well, I mean, in general, I mean, obviously, 1 year you work out, you do extra things, and I mean, if you watch him, he's on the ice or whatever, he's always first guy there, for last guy off. Every detail he does, if it's in the gym or everything, he goes 100%. So just to see him, I mean, just in general, the mentality, and I think that just helps his game even grow and be better. So obviously, a little bit more experience this year. So yeah, sky's the limit.